next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Youth disability advocate calls on the government to hear the cries of youths with disabilities. Ministry of Commerce commends ZICSA for supporting growth of private sector. In international news, Senegal's parliament doubles penalty for gay sex. And in sports, FAS workers see improved conditions of service after 9 years. And now the news in detail. Youth disability advocate Ian Bender has called on the government to hear the cries and pay attention to the needs of youths with disabilities and create an enabling and accessible infrastructure for them to fully participate in the national development of the country. Mr. Banda says this year's Youth Day theme, Arise and Soar, inspires the nation to recognize the potential and contributions of youths with disabilities, promoting a society that values inclusivity and equal opportunities. Mr. Banda notes that youths with disabilities are amongst the most marginalized and poorest of all the world's youths. He notes that despite Zambia marking commitments to its national development plan to leave no one behind, youths with disabilities continue to suffer from exclusion and denial of opportunities for empowerment and self-development. The youth advocate has acknowledged that the Youth Empowerment Fund and Constituency Development Fund CDF, including CEEC, which are a gateway to empower youths with disabilities, have barriers that make them inaccessible, and government systems and infrastructures are one of the additions to already existing limitation youth with disabilities face in accessing government empowerment opportunities.
We cannot ride minibuses. Worse, we cannot even go to government offices, which are even not accessible to persons with disabilities. Sadly, the infrastructure where the Ministry of Youth and Art is not accessible for youth with disabilities. Worse, with CDF and CEC, processes in acquiring this fund is not user-friendly to youth with disabilities. Our action is non-political. We just want serious consideration from the Zambian leadership to create an enabling environment for youth with disabilities in this wonderful country. Create an accessible and user-friendly environment for youth with disabilities to fully and effectively participate on an equal basis with those without disabilities. We demand the Zambian government to take serious steps to ensure the inclusion of youth disabilities in the national development of this country. Our call for inclusion is a human rights issue and must be taken seriously.
The Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary responsible for Commerce and Trade, Lillian S. Walia, has commended the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, for supporting the growth of the private sector and contributing considerably to the National Treasury. Mrs. Walia says ZICSA, a statutory body under her ministry, plays a critical role in strengthening the private sector by ensuring that products and services meet compulsory standards for safety, quality, and reliability. She was speaking in Lusaka on Wednesday when she conducted a familiarization visit to ZICSA head office in Lusaka, and Mrs. Walia adds that there is need to support the agency to increase staffing levels at the borders in view of the plans by the government to introduce a 24-hour economy.
Ours is just to see how you are doing, see how together we can advance the mandate of government. We do take note that you're one of the institutions that is supporting private sector growth, and your contribution to the treasury is well noted. We take note of the extra mandate that you have been given. So as we are defining the 24-hour economy, it will be important for us to highlight and request through Ministry of Finance, I think there is a chance for us to see how you can be helped to increase the staffing levels.
And ZICSA Executive Director Gerard Tzinga has bemoaned the inadequate testing facilities for imported and locally manufactured products in the country. Mr. Tzinga says although the number of products covered by the compulsory standards had increased from 60 in 2018 to 102 in 2026, some products could still not be tested locally due to inadequate testing capacity. He has since appealed for support in enhancing the agency's testing capabilities.
End of 2025, we have collected over 624 million kwacha as our contribution to non-tax revenue. We continue to increase the contribution to the non-tax revenue basket, making ZCSA the biggest contributor of non-tax revenue under the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry. This year, the target that the Ministry of Finance has given us is 840 million kwacha. We will work towards meeting this target, and we are hopeful that next year we should start knocking on 1 billion quarter pay in terms of non-tax revenue collection.
The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema's initiative to create 2,000 youth internship opportunities across government ministries, quasi-government institutions and state-owned enterprises. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba has urged all Zambian youths to seize the chance to gain skills, experience and kickstart their careers. He says ZEHEST is committed to empowering youths with skills, information and knowledge. Now, Youth Day is a significant day set aside to recognize and celebrate the contribution of young people to the growth and development of the nation. It highlights the power, creativity and determination of the youth in driving positive change in society. We have more in this report by Mr. Alex Sianga.
As Youth Day is a special occasion dedicated to recognizing the energy, creativity and potential of young people in shaping the future of society, it serves as a reminder of the important role youth play in driving social, economic and political development in communities and the nation at large. One Love Radio News crew took time to interact with the youth on what the day means to them. Listen.
I think Youth Day is a reminder of the power and the promise that lives within young people. It celebrates our dreams and our resilience and our ability to shape the future with courage and our creativity. It's a day that honors our voices and the struggles that we overcome, the bright possibilities that just wait for us ahead, the bright future waiting for us ahead. So, yeah.
What Youth Day means to me, Youth Day means empowerment and change to me. It's a day to celebrate young people's potential and contribution to Zambia's growth. As a youth, we have the energy, creativity and ideas to shape our future. And so my message to my fellow Zambian youth is believe in yourself, your dreams and your abilities. Don't let challenges hold you back. Use your voice. Use your skills and make a difference in your community. Let's work together to build a brighter Zambia.
As a day also provides an opportunity to reflect on the challenges young people face while encouraging empowerment through education, innovation, and active participation in national development. Copperbelt-based youth has this to say.
Youth Day, this is a day where youth are commemorated for their struggle during indigenous youth. So youth also help the elderly. They were there, they took part in fighting, were throwing stones in helping Zambia to gain independence. as well as this is a day where youth are also honored for their role, or we are honored for the role that we play in society. So this, we know that